Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset that's committed to high performance and productivity. Now, this is episode 112, entitled Learning Games, on how I've become obsessive about continuous learning and how far that has taken me. Because I'm a strong believer that we should grow where we're planted. And you don't have to be the smartest person in the room in order to learn and retain information. But you do have to be willing to work the hardest to reach your goals and to give yourself a solid foundation to build on. You know, because we're not all starting from the same places, but everyone has to start somewhere. So use what you have and start from where you are, but make that okay in your mind. I just look at life and I say, grow where you're planted. Life is what we make it, and there'll always be more work to climb than it is to fall. But only when we risk falling can we see the world from a different point of view. So we have to be willing to climb and to take on the difficulty that climbing provides. I mean, in so many cases, the road to your goal is filled with impossibilities, with limiting beliefs, with hardships and doubts and adversities. But those things, man, those things are commonplace in life. Matter of fact, okay, Pablo Picasso once said, "I am always doing things that I can't do. That's how I get to do them." And I feel like what he's saying is that he couldn't actually become the Picasso that we know him as today without doing all the things that at some point or another he was told that he couldn't do. So my challenge to you as we get into this episode is to think about the things that your first instinct says, "I can't do that. That's too hard. The book is too thick. It's too high. It takes too long to learn. It's too far from my expertise or from my comfort zone," and lean in. Ask yourself if you can still accomplish your greatest, highest goals without experiencing this thing. And if the answer is no, then let's get back to business. Let's get back to work. And let me tell you this story. So many, many moons ago, I was back in culinary art school. And during that time, I had a Monday through Friday job, right? I had a Saturday morning job. I had a Saturday evening job. And Sundays were my days off. And yes, it was as crazy as it sounds, but I had requirements, I had needs. I had a family to care for, right? Not my wife and children that I have today, but family members who were in need. And I knew that if I could lead and stretch myself, then I could accomplish great things and then also build a lifestyle for myself. I knew that I could add tools or skills to my toolbox that would take me further in life. So I had to figure out what my learning style was and what I needed in order to be the most successful I could be in that time. And that sent me down the rabbit hole. That sent me to learning style. So in this episode called Learning Games, we'll talk about one, learning styles, and two, gamifying our learning experience. So for those of you that have never explored this, according to teach.com, the learning styles that are most common are V-A-R-K, VARK. So visual, auditory, read and write, and kinesthetic. Now let's just break that down. So visual learners prefer the use of images, maps, and graphic organizers to access and understand new information. Okay, visual learning, simple, straight to the point. Auditory learners best understand new content through listening and speaking in situations such as lectures and group discussions and podcasts and audiobooks and through repetition as well. Okay? Those who learn through reading and writing learn best through words. And so imagine these being individuals who present themselves as copious, you know, very detailed note takers or avid readers. And they are able to translate abstract concepts into words and essays because they read, they write, and they conceive these ideas mostly in their minds, but also on the page or in whatever note-taking app they're using. And then there are the kinesthetic learners. So simply put, I know that's a unique word, kinesthetic means hands-on. So those are the individuals who learn information through tactile representations of information, right? These students are hands-on learners and are best taught through figuring out things by hand. See, whenever you understand the different learning styles, you probably thought through, as I mentioned these, and felt more closely related to or tied to one or the other, or tied to each one at different points in your life. And that's the point I really want to make. Depending on the life circumstances that you're facing, you may be leaning towards more one style more so than the other. And so for me, under high stress, I go from being more auditory to being more kinesthetic and hands-on. So if my anxiety is at a high, my ADHD is off the charts, then I need to be hands-on and involved. That way my core focus and my eyes, my mind, my body, my spirit are all focused in alignment on this task, whatever that may be. But if you don't know these four styles to begin with, then it's much harder to figure out which one you need to use at the time that you need to use it, whether it be training for a test or a certification or learning a new role, getting promoted, or just learning yourself enough to build some discipline and some consistency to then, you know, accomplish your goals. I think it's incredible what you can do when you really understand your learning style. And again, they are VARK, V-A-R-K, which are visual, auditory, read and write, and then kinesthetic. So if you don't know what your learning style is, I highly encourage you today to take a few moments of your time, open up whatever search engine you use, and to look for something that will help you identify your learning style. There are quizzes, there are many approaches, so find what works for you based on, you guessed it, your learning style. And then number two is gamify your process and goals to combat boredom. Gamify your process and goals to combat boredom. Now, again, ADHD Corey gets bored very easily. And it's like the moment in the Pixar movie where the squirrel runs by and the dog says, "Squirrel," and then totally forgets where he started. That's me in so many cases. But gamifying my learning helped me to lock in, to focus, and to get laser and hyper-focused on the task at hand, especially because the overall goal of learning is to retain the information. That way you can utilize it at a later date. So for those that are unfamiliar, gamifying means to apply typical elements of game playing, like point scoring, competition with others, rules of play, or whatever the case, like, you know, maybe similar to that, to an activity. Right? And in many cases, it's used in marketing to people like you and I. So you probably can't even track how many times you've been placed into gamified systems without even knowing it. It's actually really interesting when you think about it. And so tips to gamifying. One is give yourself a variety of tasks to complete. Two is implement a simple reward system and offer irregular bonuses to keep yourself hooked and returning for more. See, there's a dopamine hit and fix that we get from gamifying and feeling like we're at the slot machine. It's the same thing that happens whenever someone likes a comment or a post or something of that nature on your social media, but it also applies to learning. We just have to work a lot harder for it to apply to learning than we do for someone to like a post of us looking handsome or beautiful or, you know, interesting on social media. So though it is more work, it's also more worthwhile because where it takes you and what you can do with that information from the dopamine hit that you get from learning and from gamifying your learning, it's more longstanding. It's more big picture. It's more marathon than sprint. Now, another tip is to implement a simple reward system and offer irregular bonuses to keep yourself hooked. And beyond that, if you've ever worked in a corporate setting or have been a student, then all of this is probably triggering for you. It's taking you to moments where you're realizing, like, wait a minute, that was gamified. There was a bonus implemented, right? There was point scoring. There was competition or some accountability, right? Rules of play were implemented. It's way more commonplace than we give ourselves credit for being involved in. But you've been a part of a system like this before. The trick is, you may not have used these same tactics for yourself in your personal or professional development. So today I say, use those tools that are available to you in person, in your personal life, and in your professional life. Why not? What do you truly have to lose? Remember, this episode is about learning games, and not just games that teach you, but the learning aspect of life and how we should learn wherever it is that we land. And then the games that we can internally implement and structure ourselves with around and within that help us to stay in the learning mode based on our learning styles. But also, it creates some fun because it's based on games. There's no telling how far this knowledge will take you, but I really hope that it takes you to your dreams, to your goals, to your ambitions, to those things that maybe at some point someone tried to talk you out of, but here we are, and I'm talking you back into dreaming again, because you are capable. And I'll finish with this. There's a quote by Mark Twain, that I thought was profound and that really relates to this topic. He said, continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection. So even in regards to our learning games, our learning styles, and gamifying our learning experience, I know if you're anything like me, because you're listening to this podcast, you may be feeling drawn towards the perfection so much that you procrastinate. It happens to the best of us. But I challenge you to just seek continuous improvement, 1% better every single day. Because if you just flip that one page every single day, eventually you finish the book. If you take that one step and then another, then you'll eventually get to that 1 mile or those miles. And if you apply yourself today and tomorrow and the next day, then eventually you will see your goals manifest and come to fruition. And I can't wait to see who you become on that journey. Now, as always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. I believe in your ability to do so. And if you're listening to this, then on some level, you believe in your ability to do so as well. So lean into it. Go out in the world. Be great. Learn, gamify, and choose growth. It's Corey. Take care, and until next time, stay clocked in.